Welcome to this Mixed Sunday Morning Podcast. Listen to the full 3-hour morning show Sundays starting at 8 on Mix 106.5.
Good morning. It is Sunday, August 17th, 2025. I'm Shaw Gage in studio with you this morning, hanging out. Going to have a conversation with the gentleman from Iron Man Outdoors. We have Mr. Brian West and Patrick Tindall with Iron Man Outdoors on with us this morning. Morning, gentlemen. Hope you guys are doing well.
Hey, good morning, Shaw. It's good to be here. Thank you so much for the invite.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're going to be hanging out with these guys for a little bit this morning and spending some time talking about their ministry and it's so inspiring to hear their story and where it all started and what the Lord's blessed them with, and just a tremendous opportunity to, you know, kind of be the hands and feet in Jesus, which was what we talk about each and every week on this show. So, guys, thanks again for being here this morning. Looking forward to hanging out and chatting with you this morning.
We're excited. Absolutely.
Cool. Hey, hang out with us. Listen to some music. We'll be back here in just a few. Iron Man Outdoors in studio with us this morning. Again, I'm Shaw Gage sitting in with you. So thankful for these men, Brian West and Patrick Tindall. Hanging out, just spending some time talking about Jesus, talking about the outdoors, and talking about a ministry involving, you know, how to motivate men. So good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Oh, better than
doing
I
deserve. Great, John.
Good, good, good. Better than I deserve. I know that every day, every day. So thankful for another day. Brian, I've known Brian for a couple years here, and just always gets excited when he talks about hunting and getting together with his guys and taking road trips up to Kentucky and doing these deer hunts. And, you know, just always had a sparkle in his eye when he talked about it. So we've been talking quite a bit, and, he just kind of shared the story that Patrick has been through and where that's come from. And man, we just got together and said, hey, we got to get you guys on just to talk about it. And, you know, each and every week on the show, we try to talk about being the hands and feet of Jesus Christ. And to me, that's ultimately what it's about. And when we have an opportunity to meet guys like you guys who are real, who are out there fighting the fight with other guys and trying to figure out this thing called life, it's an inspiration and it's fun, and it needs to be, have a light shown on it. So again, tell me kind of, Patrick, you know, again, just kind of how this all started and, what God's been, how he kind of led you to this idea.
Well, Shaw, in 2002, I was teaching a married couples Sunday school class at a Baptist church in Columbia, South Carolina. And God bless all of our Sunday school teachers and small group leaders, man. Those guys are doing the Lord's work for sure. But as I looked around every Sunday morning, I saw a lot of ladies and not very many men. And so the problem that I saw just was, where are all the men? And the men that are here, they're not engaged. They got a deer in a headlight kind of look. I mean, they don't even act like they really want to be here. What can we do to reach these men? And I guess it was a moment of divine inspiration, but I said, hey, let's take these groups, let's take them away from the church. Let's get them in the right kind of atmosphere, and let's take them to a lake here in South Carolina's two lakes called Santee Cooper, a world famous fishing there. And I said, let's get these guys together for a weekend. And we're going to bring, a lot of guys have boats. I'm going to be sure that these guys bring their boats. We got one guy who was like this guy could be on the Food Network. I mean, he was a really good cook. I said, hey, man, you come and cook for us. All right, I'll do it. And the guys got pretty excited, pretty fired up about it. And we got there, and I said, okay, we're going to do more than just saying the blessing before the meal. We're going to be a little deeper than that. After dinner, we're going to have a manhood discussion. And we're going to talk about what it means to be a godly husband and what it means to be a godly father. And just in general, we're going to talk about things that men struggle with.
Wow.
And what we found, you know, what we found was that you have to put men in the right atmosphere to talk to them about Christ. Now, that doesn't mean, the church, especially the married couple Sunday school class, man, that's an intimidating place for a man maybe that didn't grow up in church. But if you get this guy in a hunting lodge, if you get him in a lake house, a cabin for a weekend, man, that really breaks down a lot of barriers. And the way that I like to describe it, there's a store a couple hours away from my house that I go to, And you may recognize it when I describe it, but when I get out of my truck, there are turkey prints painted on the sidewalk to lead me to the door. And this building looks like a log cabin. And I walk inside this log cabin, and there's hundreds of gun barrels on one wall. There's thousands of fishing rods on another wall. There's taxidermy everywhere that I can look and see. And I feel at home. And I can be in Bass Pro Shop for 2 hours. My feet don't hurt. My back doesn't hurt. I don't get tired of looking. But you take me to Kohl's or to the department store, shopping with my wife, man, 10 minutes, and that's like I'm dragging. I'm Amen. Looking for a place to sit down.
Amen.
So Bass Pro Shop sells atmosphere just as much as they sell product. And yep. they spent millions of dollars to make that store a man-friendly kind of store, and it's working. And so we need to do a little bit of that. I'm not suggesting that we change all, that we hang taxidermy in all of our churches, but we do need to have a place where we can connect with men. And what I like to say is, you know, you got to get them to where they can take their camo off and yeah. really get deep about the things that men struggle with. And that's what the goal of Iron Man Outdoors is all about.
Man, that's so cool. And, you know, you're so right on. I mean, when I get around other guys and I can just let down and be myself, and, man, and you start opening up, and if one guy opens up, usually two or three go, man, you know, I'm struggling with the same thing or something similar or celebrating this. It doesn't always have to be a struggle. But, you know, I mean, when you just get around people like yourself, it's just something different. And especially when you get outside, you get in that log cabin atmosphere with other guys. And, you know, man, we're walking through life together and nobody's got this thing figured out. So just to be around other people and letting them know, you know, it is going to be okay. And I've been through that, you know, that's really cool. Well, hey, look, we're going to be back here in just a few minutes. We're going to be hanging out with you guys all morning. So thankful you guys are here. Iron Man Outdoors, Patrick Tindall, Brian West, thank you guys for being a part of the show this morning. And we're going to go listen to some music, pay a few bills, and we'll be back here in just a few minutes. Welcome back. We're hanging out with Brian West and Patrick Tindall from Iron Man Outdoors. Really cool organization. If you're a man, if you're looking for a way to get connected, looking for some other guys in your area that just like to hunt and fish and get outdoors, this may be a group for you. Check them out. It's Iron Man Outdoors. Their website is ironmanoutdoors.org, O-R-G. And you can find out what they're all about. But we're hanging out with these guys and just talking about, hey, Proverbs 27:17 says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. And that is such a cool life verse for men out there. And just to know that, hey, sometimes I'm going through a rut or sometimes I'm going through a high. But, you know, at the end of the day, we got to be there for each other and sharpen each other up and keep each other accountable. But talking about, you know, how this Patrick, God laid this on your heart years ago. And, you know, now you've had this calling of I got to do something to get men involved. You know, guys are just kind of sitting on their hands or on the sidelines or may not even be in church. But how do we reach those men? God laid this idea in your heart. So, like, man, people go through this all the time, but what's the next step? How do you become that action? How do you put it into action?
Well, we took that first retreat. We went catfishing at Santee here in South Carolina. And the guys, as soon as we got back to church, they were asking me, when's the next trip? Well, I had a friend who had a place down in Georgetown, South Carolina, and he said, hey, Patrick, we got a lot of wild hogs. He said, have you ever hunted wild hogs? I said, I don't think I've ever even seen a wild hog, but I want to try. So he opened his place up to us, and we were very intentional about who we invited on those weekend retreats. And I had a neighbor at the time, my neighbor Greg, great guy, love him to death. He was a super neighbor. And I had invited Greg and his wife. I had invited them to church a number of times. You know, and it was always, well, let me check with her and let's see what we got going on. Maybe, you know, he'd never really come to church. I invited Greg on that call tonight. And he says, I've always wanted to kill a wild hog. I said, hey, man, you come on, you go with us. We go down to Georgetown for the weekend. We hunt hard, okay? I think we killed like 8 or 9 pigs that weekend. It was a lot of fun. And every night we had a manhood discussion. And those manhood discussions, I mean, they got very real and very authentic. And we had a guy who was a drill sergeant at Fort Jackson here in Columbia, South Carolina. He came and I asked him to share in the manhood discussion, I asked him to share his testimony of how he came to Christ. Well, he had a rough background. I mean, being DUI'd before he was 21, running around with lots of different women, drugs and alcohol abuse. I mean, he was rough. And then he met the lady who would become his wife, and he found Christ. And he cleaned up his act, and he was, and it was just really a cool story. Well, so my neighbor Greg heard all of this that weekend. And we're riding back home. It was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday retreat. We're riding back home on Saturday, and we get back to the house, and we had taken my little boat with us because some of the property we could access on the river. And I was borrowing his pressure washer because I didn't have one. He had every tool known to man. And we're standing in the yard over there, pressure washing the mud and the blood off of the boat. And he looks at me and he says, "Hey, you think I could come to your church tomorrow?"
Wow.
I said, "Absolutely." I said, you come at 9:30 and you can come to this Sunday school class and you can see all these same guys that you just met this weekend. Him and his wife walked in the door of that Sunday school class, which I'm sure was an intimidating thing. I mean, you know how it is visiting a new church and you know, if you hadn't been in church and, you know, and he walked in that door and those guys, we started laughing and we started telling stories. You know, so-and-so didn't even have his gun loaded and was trying to shoot a pig and it clicked, nothing happened. I mean, we were laughing and he felt like part of the group.
Right.
He felt like one of us. And over a period of about 6 months, Greg and I had a lot of conversations in the yard about faith and about what it means to put your faith in Christ. Well, when he was ready, you know, I said, "All right, hey, let's go eat lunch with the pastor." And so we went and ate lunch with the pastor, and he said, you know, Greg said, "Hey, I want to be baptized." And my pastor looked at me and he said, "You go baptize him."
Oh man, very cool.
That was just an honor for me to get to baptize my neighbor.
Yes, sir.
And I give God all the credit and all the glory for that. But that's when we knew that this concept would work. If you take guys and you put them in the right atmosphere, doing an activity that they love and want to do anyway, we didn't have to force anybody to come. I mean, heck, they paid to come.
Yeah.
And they got to hear the gospel at the same time. And that's when we knew it worked. And I had a man come not long after that. He looked at me in my eyes, and he kind of stared into my soul. And he said, "Patrick, this could be bigger than just your Sunday school class." And that's when we formed a 501c3, and the guys from my Sunday school class became the board of directors. And God has just taken it and run. That was 2007 that happened. And God has just taken it and run with it from there.
Man, that, you know, and it's, you know, I had a good friend. She passed away this past spring, but Miss Barbara used to say, "Let go and let God." You did that. You let go of the control. You just said, "God, do what you want me to do, and I'll go and I'll do. And man, that is so fun just to hear that story. And I really appreciate that. And y'all, that's what it's all about. Is just, yeah, people just want to feel accepted. They want a sense of belonging. And when you look around this world today, there's a lot of angst, social media, politics, news media, whatever you want to call it. There's just so much divide. And that's where it's so fun to be able to come on somewhere like this and talk about what you guys are doing in the ministry. Again, Ironman Outdoors. If you're a guy looking for something to do, maybe you move somewhere new and you don't have a hunting club or don't have anybody close, man, get involved. Check these guys out. Give it a whirl on the computer, ironmanoutdoors.org, and find out what they're all about. We're going to be hanging with these guys for a couple more hours, so come back here on the other side, and we'll talk a little bit more. Back hanging out with Brian West and Patrick Tindall with Ironman Outdoors. Patrick, you were saying something, you know, when we were coming back from their break that you wanted to share with the group.
Yeah, so we're not outfitters. We are a men's ministry. But make no mistake, we love big deer. And that's what we enjoy more than anything is these big deer that we get to chase in the woods. We had, for 3 years on one of our properties up in Kentucky, we had trail camera pictures of a buck we call Brutus. And when I say he was large, Brutus was really large. And Brian West, one of our great volunteers, he was there on that retreat when Brutus was harvested. Brian, share that story, brother.
Absolutely, man. It was November of 2019. It was one of the, I believe it was Saturday evening. We had drew for stands. We got out to where we was gonna go, and there was two guys. Got to a T in the road, and they kind of deciphered, trying to figure out which guy was going to go where. So they flipped the coin. And one of the gentlemen went to a stand that we called the Brutus stand. Well, we actually named it the Brutus stand after that, but pretty good little walk. A lot of folks didn't want to go to it, but the gentleman gets back there as he's going in. He's getting discouraged. You know, he done jumped two or three deer going in, two or three bucks, a couple does. He thought, man, I pretty much ruined my hunt. And little did he know that he went ahead and got into the stand. And he sat there, and he says he's seen a deer come out. So he stood up. He was a left-handed guy, so he come in off to his right, perfect shot with a bow. He stood up, and then he said all he could see behind that deer was something a lot bigger coming in. He said, I had never seen a deer like this in my life. Lo and behold, he winds up shooting the deer. And if I'm not mistaken, he wound up having to shoot it a couple times before he killed it. And there is actually a very funny video on YouTube of this. It's called The Story of Brutus. But one of the most, and I'm going to kind of steal a line from the retreat leader that was there at this time, but one of the most intriguing things about this, I mean, this was a deer that was guys pay really, really good money to get an opportunity to shoot a deer like this at these high fence places. And I believe this deer scored, green score was 203, 204, and dried out, I believe it was 196 and 3/8, if I'm not mistaken. 100% free range, chocolate horn deer. Just the perfect deer if you wanted to kill a big buck that, you know, this deer was crossing some public land that was open to anybody, that just the general public to hunt, coming onto the Iron Man property, crossing another tract of public land, coming onto another section of Iron Man property. And, you know, it was, I guess, the most memorable part about it. You know, yes, he did shoot a massive deer. I mean, it's a deer of a lifetime. Without paying thousands and thousands of dollars, he'll probably never kill another deer like that. But for me, one of the most memorable parts of it was there was about 13 guys on this retreat. The retreat leaders were from Louisiana. And I'll never forget Ray saying this. But we all convened together at this farm to help this guy get this deer out of the woods. We walk in Kentucky yardage 100 yards. In reality, it was about a mile. And I'm telling you, it was a long way. And we get back there, and there is this massive specimen of a deer laying there on the ground.
Can't get a four-wheeler. You can't get a side-by-side back there.
Yeah. No. It's Indian style. You're on foot. And we get back there, and like I said, there was 13 guys off this retreat. I mean, there was guys from Louisiana, Alabama. I believe there was one or two guys maybe from Ohio, one or two from North Carolina. They were just from all different parts of the United States. A lot of us had never met until we showed up for that retreat that weekend. But when you get to a deer and you see a deer like this, as men, we have a tendency to want to be, oh man, that could have been mine. Why didn't I get an opportunity? Mm-hmm. And have some jealousy and some, maybe a little bit of strife or envy, you know? But it wasn't that way. I mean, it was like seeing your best friend or your child get saved and baptized. I mean, it was literally like that. There was 13 men standing there at like 9 o'clock at night in the middle of the woods, headlamps, flashlights, and everybody was tickled to death to be there in that moment.
Tell him how y'all got him out of there.
That's what I was thinking to do. Well, after all the celebration and the high fives, you know, I mean, it was literally like we had just won the state, the Super Bowl. I mean, there was nothing better. Everybody was tickled for this guy.
Oh, yeah.
So we all get sitting there like, all right, now how are we getting this deer out? Because mind you, a long way back up the trail, there's a a drainage ditch that comes off the side of the mountain that's probably somewhere close to 7 to 8 foot wide and about 5 foot deep. That we've got a 275-pound probably deer that we've got to get across that.
Mm.
We make the decision, this deer is not touching the ground from here to the side-by-side. We use safety straps. We used everything we could find to wrap around this deer and tote this deer. And we would go so far, we would stop. Guys would swap out, and nobody ever complained. Everybody's like, hey, look, man, let me help. Let me take that strap this time. Let me take that. Let me do this. You know, somebody was taking, guys were taking turns holding the head up to make sure that there was no chance any part of this deer was going to be damaged.
Man.
We get to this 8 foot wide, 5 foot deep gorge, and we're like, this ain't happening. But we got a half inch, maybe 3/4 inch sheet of plywood across this thing, just a little pedestrian bridge. And about 7 guys and a 300-pound deer crossed this thing, and it was still there when we got across it. I don't know how.
Yeah. The Lord was looking after you guys that day.
Oh, no doubt. And, I mean, it was a long walk. But just to see 13 complete strangers basically come together a mile back in the woods and everybody just be excited for one thing, told you and it told me that there was somebody and something a lot greater that had us there. We weren't there by coincidence. God didn't put us there by just, oh, it's going to be coincidence you're going to be here. God had a plan for it, and it just turned out to be absolutely amazing to see an animal like this harvested and not the one person, not the first person have any jealousy, envy, strife, nothing towards anybody. And it was just like, man, you know, everybody was just pumped.
That's awesome.
You know, you go to seeing things like that, you know the Lord's in it. You know he's doing, he's got his hand in it. He's got his hand over it. He's leading it. He's guiding it. We're just the lucky ones that get to be a part of it and help lead out his plan.
That's it. That's so right on. And just bringing guys together, you know, that's what it's all about. The fellowship. My dad, my uncle used to always say that growing up, still do, but it's all about the fellowship. And, you know, that's what Jesus taught. And it's so cool that you guys are doing that. Hey, we're going to take a break here in just a minute and come back on the other side. And we'll continue talking to the guys from Iron Man Outdoors. Back with Iron Man Outdoors, Patrick Tindall, Brian West, been so gracious to be hanging out with us this morning and sharing about their ministry, Iron Man Outdoors. Check them out, ironmanoutdoors.org. Patrick, you were saying coming out of the break that you had a story you wanted to share about a friend of yours named Jim.
Yeah, for some men, these retreats can be life-changing. And we had a hog hunt in Alabama down in Crenshaw County area. This was a couple years ago, and the week of the retreat, now, mind you, the retreat is full, okay? There's 13 beds in that cabin, and we had 13 guys coming on this retreat. I get a phone call the week of the retreat on, like, a Monday night saying, hey, do y'all have room for one more guy on this retreat? And I said, man, we are jam-packed. I said, but let me make a phone call, and I'll get back with you. So I called my volunteer pro staffer, and I said, hey, man, we got a guy that we think needs to be on this retreat. Is there any way you can make room for one more? And his exact words were, I'll sleep on the porch. If
wow.
That's what it means. So this guy named Jim, who we'd never met, comes down from Ohio. And he gets there. They get ready for the evening hunt. He showed up, and honestly, his eyes were bloodshot. And they were a little bit concerned maybe that he'd been drinking on the way there. But as it turns out, he'd been crying his eyes out all the way from Ohio to Alabama. His marriage was almost at the end. I mean, they already had the attorneys involved. It was, you know, it was almost a formality at this point. When they had those manhood discussions that weekend, he opened up, and there's, you know, guys, we all struggle with the same things and pretend that we don't. And you know, my sin, your sin, it may not be the exact same thing, but we all struggle in similar ways. We're prideful. We don't treat our wives the way we should. We don't do We don't do the way marriage that God designed it to be. And so he had marriage issues, and, you know, they prayed over him. They spoke truth into him about what a godly husband does. Jim was an over-the-road trucker, long-haul truck driver, and that's how he made his money.
Yep.
Well, that also means you're gone all the time. They talked about, they said, hey, Jim, you know what? You may have to sell that truck and get a truck where you can be more local and do local deliveries and be home every night. Well, that retreat wrapped up on a Sunday morning. They prayed for him, and they, you know, they got a group text going with all the 12, 13, 14 guys on the retreat. They prayed him all the way back to Ohio. He wasn't even sure that his wife was even going to be there when he got back. He thought she may be gone. He was there. He said, I want to talk, and I want to talk through some things, and I'm getting ready to make some changes in my life. Well, he did exactly what they said. He sold the truck, bought a dump truck where he could do local deliveries, and I'm proud to say that he's become a friend of ours. He's been on other retreats since then, and we got a front row seat to watch God move in his marriage and in his life. And I would submit to you, what is a marriage worth? It's worth a lot.
Mm.
And we need to do everything we can to speak truth and to come alongside of a guy who's right in the midst of the battle and say, hey, man, brother, we got your back.
Amen.
And hey, we want to help you to preserve your marriage. And Jim and his wife are still married today. And if he was here with me, he would tell a very similar story to what I've just told you, because he uses it as part of his testimony that if God can save my marriage, he can save anybody's marriage. And so that's the impact that we have on some of these retreats.
Man, it keeps coming back to that word impact. Week in and week out, guys, I don't know if y'all had a chance to listen to the show, but we talk about that impact, and it's cool that you use that. But that, again, coming together, helping, surrounding a guy, a brother that's down, iron sharpening iron, I mean, that's what you guys are doing. And, y'all, that's what it's all about. It's you know, we can sit here and save up our money and have big bank accounts and fancy houses and clothes and cars and all that, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that stuff, but I'm just saying when that becomes our idol, when that becomes what we worship, it's just messed up. And I think that's why we're in our world's in the shape that it is today. But when you get out and you talk to your neighbors and you talk to the men in your community and you figure out different ways to get them involved and just get them engaged, you know, I think isolation is huge, right? I think the enemy uses that with all believers, but just trying to get people isolated, you know, and that's my fear in these phones and these computers. You know, our generation, we talk about, you know, the younger generation, they're not getting outside and using their imagination enough. And maybe I'm just being a crabby old person when I say that, but we've got to keep that relational side going and getting these groups of guys together and spending that time together in fellowship, you know, just to crack a joke and just to remember, hey, life's not, you know, yeah, it can be tough, but at the end of the day, there's usually somebody that's got it worse. So maybe I can laugh a little bit. Maybe I can get some counsel. Maybe I can just decompress and spend some time not having to worry about work and marriage and all that, but just talk to other guys that are going through it. So thank you guys for that. That is such a cool story. And man, what a blessing I know you guys are to Jim. And again, you know, you talked about that's now his story, so he can go encourage other men that are going through, you know, going through similar circumstances.
Amen. That's what it's all about.
Yep, you're right on, right on. Okay, cool. Well, hey, man, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you guys. Got a little bit more time. We'll be back here in just a few minutes. Enjoy the music. Go grab a cup of coffee, and we'll see you on the other side. Iron Man Outdoors hanging out with us this morning. Patrick Tindall and Brian West, both guys have been involved in this ministry. Patrick, you started this ministry years ago. God laid something on your heart and said, hey, you were just asking God, how can I get men in my community and my neighborhoods involved? God laid this idea about getting guys outdoors, getting them outside, getting them together and spending that time in fellowship. But it's also springboarded into another opportunity. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, through a mutual friend of mine, I've become friends with a lady who is a executive director of a crisis pregnancy center. Now, I've always been pro-life, but like I don't go to the rallies, and I'm just not really in that world per se. And I honestly, I know nothing about the pregnancy center. I know very little about what they do, just because it's not you know really anything I've ever done. But this lady, she, you know, we've struck up a friendship, and she says, Patrick, I can handle the mothers and children. She said, we can handle that. The moms and the babies, we can handle that.
she said, I don't know what to do with these fathers and these dads. They show up here at their appointment. And she said, I'm glad that they're coming, but we don't know what to do with them. And she said, honestly, if we're not helping the fathers, you know, we're not really solving the issue. And I said, you are exactly right. And I said, that's kind of in my wheelhouse. That's something that I think we can help with as a ministry. So we are, in September, we are partnering together with a crisis pregnancy center. She has identified 8 young men whose girlfriends, okay, hopefully they become their wife. The girlfriend is a client of the crisis pregnancy center. And most of the time, they were considering an abortion, okay, but they chose life. And we're super grateful for that. But we need to help them in that journey, and we need to help equip these fathers. So in September, we're taking a very special retreat. We've not ever done it before, but it is something I think if it goes well, we can replicate this across the country. We are taking these young men, these young expecting fathers who really probably don't have a clue. Maybe they didn't have a good role model as a father in their life, and they're about to bring a child into this world. And we are going to take them to a ranch in Texas. The Crisis Pregnancy Center is in Texas also. We're going to take them to a ranch where we normally do retreats at, and we're going to take them on a hog hunt, okay? Now, some of these guys could be felons. I don't know that for sure, but they could be. So we're going to take crossbows.
Okay.
So that they can't be around with firearms. And we're going to sit with these guys in the stands in the evening. Hopefully they kill a pig, but we're going to have multiple discussions throughout the weekend based on what it means to be a godly father and how important it is for you to be a dad and to be engaged in the life of that child. If it's a little boy, he needs to hear that daddy loves him and daddy's proud of him and that daddy thinks you're good at this, whatever that may be. If it's a little girl, they need to hear from their dad how beautiful they are and how much their dad loves them. And there's all kinds of studies and research that show that the more the father is involved in the family, the better off it is for the children and the better off it is for the marriage and the mama. And we're going to pour into these young men. And you talk about this is a critical time in these guys' lives, right? They're young. Most of them are going to be, you know, late teens, early 20s. This thing could go a lot of different directions, but we're going to walk alongside of them as Christian men. We're going to give them, you know, we're going to build relationship with them. Hey, man, if you need help, you need something, you call me, you text me. I'm here for you, even after that weekend. And the most important thing we're going to do is we're going to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them, because you'll never be the father or you'll never be the husband that God called you to be until you have a right relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's a very powerful thing coming up in September, and we're super excited about that.
Man, that is so cool. And again, if you don't step out and you're not obedient years before with this Iron Man Outdoors ministry, this other opportunity has no way of coming to fruition. And man, I just applaud you guys for that, because it's, again, it's about getting out of your comfort zone and growing as a believer and as a man, as a person. But more importantly, you guys are just coming alongside these young guys who are, man, they're scared to death. Some of them may play it off, but they've got a pregnant girlfriend or a young wife or whatever it may be. And they're, I mean, I remember when I had my first one, I was scared to death too. And what I'm going to raise a kid? I mean, what? But man, just that you guys can come alongside those young men and speak truth into them and let them know, you know, they're worthy and that there is a sense of community and a belonging. I mean, that's a lot of times in life, we're distracted because we feel alone, right? And nobody cares about me and I don't know where to go. I'm confused. And you know what? I'm just going to take it out another way. And whether that's, you know, whatever that might be, but when you have a mentor, when you have a group of guys around you that'll come alongside you and take you on something like this hunt, man, that's pouring into people. And that's being, again, the hands and feet of Jesus Christ, which is what it's all about. You know, I've shared this before, but there's a quote out there I learned as a young sales guy. I didn't learn it in church, but in a sales meeting. But this old sales manager got up and he was talking about relationships with people. And he said this, he said, People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I believe that to be, you know, something we can apply here as well, because these young guys, you know, if you're not pouring into them, you're not loving on them, encouraging them, they'd be like looking at you like, what are you trying to do? You know, what's your slant? What's your angle? But when you're genuine and you care about people, man, the Lord will use you to bless these guys and to bless these situations. And again, man, I just applaud you guys so much. It's an inspiration. It truly is. So thank you guys for what you're doing.
Well, it's all God.
Amen. Hey. Right on. You are so right. It's all him. We're just the conduit. And that's, we've talked about that too. You know, these young men, whether it's them or their girlfriends or these men that are coming on these retreats or people in our neighborhoods, whoever we as believers are coming into contact with, it's not our job to change them. It's just our job to be obedient. And God tells us what to do. If we do that, we're doing our part. But it's the Holy Spirit's job to, you know, to convict people and change them from the inside out. That's what it did for me and did for you guys as well as and any believer out there. That's where that change and that transition takes place. But thank you guys for being obedient. We're going to come back in the last segment, talk with these guys a little bit more, how we can support and how we can get involved in supporting Iron Man Outdoors. Back with you this morning, I have Brian West, Patrick Tindall with Iron Man Outdoors. They've been so kind to spend some time with us and share what they're doing in this ministry that God's laid on their heart. And, man, in between breaks here, we were just talking off air, but you guys were sharing about an event that's coming up called the Grief Retreat, I believe?
Yeah, that's right. You know, throughout the year, we do about 45 weekend retreats. There's some weekends in November when we have five retreats going in the same weekend in five different states. But we got one really special one coming up at the end of August here that we really look forward to every year. It's called the Grief Retreat. And this is a retreat for men who have lost their wives, or they've lost their spouse, and they're walking a grief journey. And we don't want to walk that road by themselves. So all three of our volunteer leaders who will be there that weekend, they have lost their spouses, and the men who attend, it's a hog hunting retreat, and we hope they kill a bunch of hogs, but they're going to navigate that process together. And it's just a really special weekend where we could come alongside of some of our brothers who are going through a difficult time in life when you lose your spouse. And we want them to know that we love them and that the Lord loves them and that God's still got a plan for you.
Man, so cool. What an encouragement. And, you know, again, I wonder sometimes, why did I go through this in life? Why did I go through that in life? But it's usually when I start having a conversation with a younger person or an older person, but somebody that's going through it right then, then I look and I go, okay, thank you, Lord, that I went through that, because I can be that encouragement. Sounds like that's what you guys are doing with that. So really cool, really inspirational. And we'll be in prayer for you guys about the grief retreat, because I know that's got to be an extra hard thing when you're dealing with losing a spouse and just the grief from that, and but to be able to come alongside other men that have been through something, you know, you just can't put a price on that. So, well, guys, hey, listen, tell us how we can get involved. If I'm listening right now, I'm hearing it on the air, and I want to get involved. How do I jump in? Whether it be, man, I want to be a part of it, or I want to support it. Tell us what we need to do.
Well, we got lots of different ways that you can be involved. We first of all, we need your prayers. There is spiritual warfare is very real. And when we go on these weekend retreats, let me tell you, Satan doesn't like it. And he wants to throw as many obstacles as he can in our way, but that's all right. We're going to keep doing what God's called us to do. So please pray for our ministry. If you're a man over age 18 and you want to come on one of our retreats, look at ironmanoutdoors.org. And we have right now, I think we have about 30 different retreats. A lot of them, some of them are already full for this fall, but we'd love to have you come join us on a retreat. We also, I forgot to mention this, we also do father and son retreats.
Oh, cool.
Where you can bring your son, and there'll be other fathers and sons there together. We had a boy kill a 170-inch deer in Kentucky last year on a father-son retreat. Lots of fun. Check those out on the website as well. We need volunteers. If you want to get involved, if your garage looks like a Bass Pro Shop and you got all this gear and you've got a passion for the outdoors and a passion for the Lord, we would love for you to come and become one of our field staffers and pro staffers, we call them. Those are our volunteers that help execute those 45 retreats a year. And then lastly, I would ask you to join the mission and support the cause. it takes resources to do all this. The retreat that I mentioned for the pregnancy center guys, you know, we're doing that 100% free for those guys. They're not going to pay a dime. We're raising money right now to try to purchase a few crossbows because we've got to buy that gear because the ministry doesn't currently own that gear. So we're looking to raise the money to purchase some of those. We need to be able to scholarship guys. Like the man I told his story, Jim, you know what? We have some money sitting aside for a scholarship. When we found out about him and that he needed to be on a retreat because of what was going on in his marriage, we were able to do that at no cost to him because we have generous donors like you who support the ministry and believe in what we're doing. And so you can find out more information about donating at ironmanoutdoors.org. But look us up on YouTube. Look us up on Instagram, Facebook. We're on most all of those social media channels. We'd love to plug in and connect. You want to hear more about it, give me a phone call. My cell phone number is on the website, and I'd love to have a conversation with you about what the Lord is doing through the ministry.
Man, that is so cool. And look, from what I saw on the website, surfing around Texas, Kentucky, Ohio, everywhere in between, I mean, you guys pretty much, if there's a spot that y'all got checked out, there's a spot for people somewhere in your area if you're in that, you know, kind of mid-south, southeastern area, right?
That's right. And, you know, a lot of guys enjoy driving out of state to go hunt a different place, to go hunt different deer. You know, the scenery is different. And we love guys from south of North Carolina, you know, over here where I live. Man, they love to get in the truck and drive north to go to Ohio. And, man, you mean we might get to hunt in the snow? Absolutely. So, you know, they just get excited about that. So, a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't beat a road trip with the guys. You know, that's just something about it. So, well, gentlemen, we appreciate you guys coming in, spending some time with us, hanging out, sharing about Iron Man Outdoors. What a cool ministry. If you're listening out there and you're looking for something to be a part of or you're looking for something to support, check them out, ironmanoutdoors.org. ironmanoutdoors.org, and give them a check, you know, see what it's all about, and get plugged in. We can find a hunt close to you, or get you plugged in somewhere if you want to, like we said, you want to drive to another state and take a road trip. But Patrick, Brian, appreciate your time. God bless you guys. Really thank you for being the hands and feet of Jesus and being obedient to what he's calling you to do.
Thank you, Sean.
Thank you. Appreciate you giving us this opportunity.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. It's so cool to just, again, hear about opportunities out there. And it's inspiring, right? And hopefully it inspires somebody out there listening. I know it's inspired me. But, again, appreciate your time. Thanks for being a part of the show. We'll be back next week. And thanks again for listening. Hope you have a great week.
Thanks for listening to the Mix Sunday Morning Podcast. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix 106.5, radio.com, the Radio Alabama app, or Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.